أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له
وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. Many times when we have things like this, we may not be able to, we may not remember one blunt reality that one day we will sit one and we will not sit another one. We take it for granted that, oh, inshallah, next week. Oh, inshallah, after Ramadan. First week. Inshallah. If not that, saying inshallah itself is about composing. وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٍ ذَلِكَ إِنِّي فَاعِلٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٍ ذَلِكَ غَدَى إِلَّا يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. It's not that he prohibited us not to say that I will do so and so, such and such tomorrow, except that we add that Allah will say. Perhaps we will just say, don't worry, tomorrow, next tomorrow. And many times that tomorrow will not come. Many times that tomorrow will not come. One of the a'imma who is supposed to be amongst the a'imma in Ramadan for Taraweeh and Qiyam al-Layl. Sorry, Taraweeh and Qiyam al-Layl, they are the same thing. But if you are in Saudi Arabia in Ramadan, you be praying the two differently. They will call something Taraweeh the last 10 days. They will call another one Qiyam al-Layl. We are now discussing this matter and defile it. But so let allow me to use that thing. So in his dua of Witr 2 years ago. 2 years ago. The Ramadan before this one. He was making a dua. And that dua means that may Allah preserve us and make us witness many more Ramadan and many more good deeds. But this Ramadan, he has been removed from amongst the Imams who led Qiyam al-Layl and Taraweeh. I'm sure he would remember that, and I was begging Allah to please let me be able to sustain the deed. So there are so many things to do. We may be alive and still do not be able to do it. That year when he was making that dua, I felt it a lot. So after the salah, someone was asking me, what was that Imam saying? And I told him. He said, ha, Allahu Akbar. This person who asked me, could not come for that Hajj. Even though he had all the way without to be able to go for the Hajj. He fell ill, he could not go, he was crying. When he was telling us that he will not be able to go for Hajj, he was crying like a baby. A man of over 60. I was crying like a baby, oh, I can't come for Hajj. Beg Allah for me. So many times, what we are saying is that there are some things we take it for granted. That, oh, we'll come back tomorrow, only next week. So sometimes we may be alive and not be able to come back. And sometimes we will not even be alive at all. I felt very ill in Medina, very ill. Very ill. And I started thinking, will I be able to get home? Will I get home? Will I get home? So I started consoling myself. Even if I didn't get home, well, what a better place to pass away. This Ramadan. Not last year, this Ramadan. So after the Ramadan, I was in Medina. So that was why when I first sat down here, I said, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alamin. So I will still be able to sit here because I had thought that, so Salaam Alaikum. So many times we take these things for granted. We think that, oh, tomorrow, inshallah, no, we'll see tomorrow, next class. And the class will not be next. The thing that will be next is Siyam. We should always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we intend to do something good tomorrow and we are able to do it, it's a favor He granted us. It is not because we are special. Some people wanted it yesterday, but He did not give them. That is how it will be for us to want it, whether we want it or not. May Allah protect us and prolong our life upon goodness. Forgive us all our mistakes and our shortcomings. So everybody falls ill. We heard the hadith here, the hadith of Aisha, Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari, who again reported that hadith, Anas ibn Malik, the Messenger of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he fell from his camel. When he fell, he didn't fall on the ground. He fell into a cluster of dates. There's a cluster of date palm trees around. He fell into it. Imagine someone falling into a cluster of cocoa trees. Cocoa trees around, falls into it. How will it be? The Prophet Muhammad is reported in hadith. We are reading it every day. Hadith in Sahih Muslim. It has the riwayat in Kutub al-Sunnah. Jabir said, the entirety of his right side got killed. To the extent that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could not stand up to pray. He couldn't even come into the masjid to pray. He was going inside his house, sitting down to pray. So these things are things that happen to us as human beings. Like that. You can't argue somebody. Allah wa tuku. When I'm bawaku, innaka mayyitun, innaka mayyitun. These are things that happen to every human being. There is no jest and laughter about it. It's just a matter of time when it will come. All of these things show our being human and being weak. We're very weak. We always have to depend on Allah subhanahu. May Allah forgive all of us. Let's always be having good intention to do good tomorrow, do good tomorrow. So when we are not able to do it, the least thing we get from that is the rewards of good intention. Least. May Allah forgive all of us. We'll go back to our book without any delay. Ad-Durar al-Bahiyya fi al-Masail al-Fiqhiyya by Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Shawkani rahimahullah. باب الباب السادس in كتاب الصلاة. It is باب صلاة التطوع. باب صلاة التطوع. باب صلاة التطوع. The chapter regarding صلاة التطوع. We understand easily what Bab means, section or chapter regarding a collection of rulings regarding a matter. But the matter is here, Salatut Tatawwu'i. Salatut Tatawwu'i. So he says, Babu Salatut Tatawwu'i. The chapter about Salatut Tatawwu'i. Salatul Tatawwu'. If we are reading this book in 3 days, you will not be able to explain what Tatawwu' means. Many times people do it. Come and read Durar al-Bahiyya within 3 days. You will just be reading it now. What does Salatul Tatawwu' mean? You say it means to prevent prayer? No. Recommended just like that, recommended prayer? No. Ulama say a salah can be tatawwu' and can be wajib. الصلاه تنقسم للتطوعات وهي واجبه لك تحيه المسجد it's from salat to tatawu or from salawat to tatawu and it is wajiba salat al-eidain salat al-eidain it is from the salawat to tatawu and it is wajiba al-sahih there are others like that that are from tatawu'at and they are wajibat whether from Salah or from Zakah. Every other thing apart from Zakah in Infaq is Tatawwu. And Al-Infaqu ala al-Ahl is from the Wajibat. Siyam. Every other fasting apart from Ramadan is Tatawwu. Every fast apart from Ramadan is Tatawwu. And there are fasts that are obligated, like Sawm al-Najr, Kaffarat, Kaffarat al-Najr. What did he say? What did he say? فَكَفَّارَتُهُ إِطْعَامُ عَشَرَةِ مَسَاكِينَ مِنْ أَوْسَطِ مَا تُطْعِمُونَ أَهْلِيكُمْ أَوْ كِسْوَتُهُمْ أَوْ تَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ الصيام ثلاثة أيام ذلك كفارة أيمانكم إذا حلفتم This part is obligated, but it is تطوع. Likewise in sending zakawat or sadaqat apart from zakah all of that are تطوعات and there are more things that we refer to as تطوعات some of them are واجبات Some of them are mustahabbat, mandubat. So, what then does it mean to say something is tatawwu? What does it mean? It means it's beyond just saying, oh, tatawwu is from recommended deeds. Not just that. Tatawwu'at could be wajibat, and they could be what? Mandubat. So, salatu tatawwu. Could be from wajibat, they could be obligatory, like tahiyyat al-masjid, like salat al-kusuf, the prayers during the eclipse. They are from the tatawu'at, but they are wajibat. So it will necessitate us to investigate what does it mean to say tatawu. If somebody says, if you are reading this book within 3 days, as people do, read Kitab al-Tawheed in 3 days. It's not correct. You can't read Kitab al-Tawheed in 3 days, except you just want to read, like, Qira'ah. But study to understand, you can't read Kitab al-Tawheed in 3 days. Kitab al-Tawheed, Ibn Abdul Wahhab, the big book. Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, he has 2 big volumes of that book in Sharh. And it was in the explanation, the pictures. 2 big volumes, each of them is over 486 pages. That was why Imam Malik, rahimahullah. When Imam Shafi'i memorized Muwatta Imam Malik between the day and the next morning, he said, a book I wrote for 46 years. You are reading it between 24 hours. You will not know what is inside. But that was a reading to prepare him to learn it. It was a memorization that Al-Imam Shafi'i did to prepare him to learn the book. It wasn't a reading and memorization of, I have now known the book. Where did you study? I studied it within 3 days with Fulan and Allah. It is not correct. It's not correct. Books like that require attention so that every part of it, every aspect of it is not only read and understood but imparted. Didn't the Tabi'in say they will only learn, the companion said they will learn 10 verses per day? 10 verses. Jilla ibn Umar, Imam Malik in Morocco, he mentioned he learned Surah al-Baqarah in 4 years. Abdullah ibn Umar, رضي الله عنهما لان سورة البقرة فوريا he's still learning the if he found amongst us someone who really knows Al-Baqarah and Ala Imran and Nisa, we'll be praising him. Ah, you have tried. For those of us who memorize Quran and know Quran, Quran and Quran, how long does it take people to memorize Al-Baqarah and know Baqarah? So that those two are different. They are different. Like the difference between Abdullah ibn Umar and those people. So issues of learning require time and attention, and then graduality. Al-ilmu bi-ta'allumi, the Prophet said so, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Knowledge is acquired by gradually acquiring. Tafaqqih requires graduality, little bit, little bit. Not taking 3 books, 4 books in 3 days. May Allah protect all of us. And then at the end of the day, you get a certificate that you have learned the book. Shahada to you. What does tatawwu' mean? Linguistically, ulama say tatawwu' means at-tabarru'u bima la yalzamu min al-khayr. At-tabarru'u an yatafaddal al-insan bima la yajibu alayhi. The individual comes forward, puts forward something, it's not obligatory, he just does it. Tabarra'a. He just does it. Tatawwa'a. It's not obligatory. La yalzamu alayhi min al-khayr. It is a good thing, but it's not obligatory on him. It's not something he has to do, he just did it. Linguistically, this is the meaning of tatawwa'. Tabarra'a bima la yajibu alayhi. La yalzamu alayhi min al-khayr. It's not obligatory on him to do, but he just does it. Like they come to the masjid now, they require some money for somebody who needs help outside. Somebody makes donation, add this to the money. Tabarra, yani tatawwa. He gave something out without it being obligatory on him. Linguistically, this is what tatawwa means. That is the reason why, because of this linguistic implication, people think that everything that is tatawwu' in Sharia is not obligatory. But that's just linguistic meaning. So what does it mean in the Sharia? Ulama say tatawwu' in Sharia is what aziyadatu ala ma wajaba bihaqq al-Islam. Aziyadatu ala ma wajaba bihaqq al-Islam. What you do in excess of something that is obligatory on you as a Muslim. We have an individual who is mukallaf. The fact that he is mukallaf and Muslim is mukallaf, is balig, aqil, Muslim is mukallaf, that thing becomes obligatory on him. Like Hansi Salawat. You don't have to have some money to be able to perform Hansi Salawat. You don't have to be at home. Whether you are at home, you are wherever you are, you must perform Qom Salawat. If a person accepts Islam now, it will be obligatory on him to perform Salat al-Asr. Why? The haqq al-Islam. The right of Islam demands that from him. The right of Islam is being a Muslim has on him is that he performs Salat al-Asr. So, but there are some things that are increments, they are additions to these kinds of obligations. We are saying two things now. There are some good deeds that are additions to the obligations that are obligatory on us, the Hakil Islam, because we are Muslims. Let me give us another example. Some Ramadan. The time for it is in the month of Ramadan. So Allah says, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ. Whoever amongst you is alive during this month must fast. بحق الإسلام, he has to fast. He's alive, he has to fast. accepting those places, Islam says now says okay. If you are in this condition, don't fight. You are menstruating, don't fight. You are in the fast, don't fight. You are in this. Start releasing them one after the other. Otherwise, the basic thing is that the Muslim alive, healthy, in a Ramadan must fight. A little young boy gets inheritance from his parents. Less than 1 million naira. This little young boy, the baby becomes matured. That money becomes money that he must take zakah from. The Hakil Islam. But that same money, does he have to feed his wife from it? It does, because he does not have a wife. But now, if he now has a wife, the first one is ma yajibu alayhi bi haqqi al-islam, from that money, from that zakah. From that money, zakah becomes obligatory on him bi haqqi al-islam. Cool? But now if he becomes married, and he's spending upon his wife, that spending is also what? Obligatory. But they are not the same. The second one is tatawwu, the first one is ma yajibu alayhi bi haqqi al-islam. So the second spending that he's spending is a ziyada. Ala ma yajibu alayhi bi haqqi al-islam. That is what at-tatawwu. Even though the reason is that it is what wajibun alayhi. But lakin la yajibu alayhi bi haqqi al-islam. It is only obligatory of him because he got into that situation. He didn't marry, it won't be obligatory of him to spend on the family. Let's give another example. Tahiyyatul Masjid. The correct meaning, inshallah, you come back to it, is that it is wajiba to make Tahiyyatul Masjid. A person comes into the Masjid, the Messenger says, alayhi salatu wasalam, fala ajlis, let him not sit down until he performs two rakats of prayer. So it is obligated. This is the correct meaning. We will come back to it and we will discuss it, inshallah, amongst the ulama. This Tahiyyatul Masjid, you say that it is what? Wajiba. Lakin la yajibu alayhi bi haqqi. It is not because he's a Muslim that it's obligatory on him. It is obligatory on him because he came to the masjid, not because he's a Muslim. Salah is obligatory on him because he's a Muslim. Whether he comes to the masjid or not, yajibu alayhi bi haqqi al-islam. This ziyada that is not wajabat alayhi bi haqqi al-islam is from tafawu'at. That is why the tatawu can be wajiba, the tatawu can be what? Mandiba. It is tatawu. Lakin, ma yajibu alayhi bi haqqi al-islam. Al-ziyadatu ala dhalik, hiya tatawu'at. Tatawu is al-ziyadatu ala ma yajibu ala al-insani bi haqqi al-islam. There are some things that are obligatory on us because we are Muslim. The rights of Islam make those things obligatory on us. Every other thing in addition to this thing is what? Tatawu. I hope that this point is clear. Let somebody ask us, Tahiyyatul Masjid, Salatul Eidain, it's not obligatory or not. The day you become a Muslim, it says you have to pay Salatul Eidain. No. We just made one thing now, cool? So say somebody accepts Islam today. Or somebody accepts Islam immediately after Salatul Zuhur on the day of Eid. Look, come and pray Salatul Eid. No. But if somebody accepts Islam immediately after Salatul Asr, what will he do? He performs Salatul Asr. يجب عليه بحق الإسلام. So at the tawu, الزيادة على ما يجب بحق الإسلام سواء كانت هذه الزيادة واجبة أم لا. التطوع. What is التطوع is الزيادة على ما وجب بحق الإسلام. The additions to those deeds that are compulsory on us because we are Muslim. From our wealth, زكاة يجب علينا بحق الإسلام. From salawat, five daily salah. يجب علينا بحق الإسلام. Fasting, صوم رمضان. يجب علينا بحق الإسلام. Likewise, حج. يجب علينا بحق الإسلام بشرط. It is condition. These things are compulsory on us as Muslims. Every other thing above all of these, ulama refer to them as what? At-tatawwu'. So that's why they say at-tatawwu' is what? Ziyadatu ala ma wajaba bihaqqi al-Islam. The additional things that we do them, they are in addition to those things that are obligatory on us because we are Muslims. سَوَاءٌ كَانَتْ هَذِهِ الزِّيَادَةُ وَاجِبَةً أَمْ لَا. Whether that thing is compulsory or not. It means that the wa'at are divided into how what? Two. Some of them are what? Compulsory. Some of them are what? They are not. Those ones are that are compulsory, they are not compulsory in themselves. They are because perhaps you do something, or you say something, or you... For example, a person makes zihar with his wife. You know zihar, it is from the aspects of fisk, zihar. What is it? A man tells his wife, your back is like the back of my mother. If a man says that to his wife, he is making fisk. Only yashe, also yashe. He is speaking fisk, saying, disobedient to Allah. Allah hates that speech. It's a distasteful statement before Allah. May Allah protect us. If a person wants to make the kafara for this statement, from amongst the things he will do is to fast how many days? 60 days. Shahareini mutatabi'i. This fast is obligatory on him. But it is not because he's a Muslim. It is because he did something. So it is from what? That Allah will ask. Do we get this point? May Allah protect all of us. A man kills a person. And then he has to make kafara. How many months will he pass? 2 months consecutive. Or a man breaks, meets his family in the afternoon of Ramadan and actually has actual relations with her. What is the kafara? From it is what? Fasting for 2 months consecutive. Fasting for 2 months consecutive. This fasting is obligatory on him. But it is from the tatawwu'. It is not obligatory on him because he's a Muslim. Because he did something. That's why it's obligatory. So what we do and becomes obligatory on us, we did something and then something becomes obligatory on us, or we are in a particular condition and then something becomes obligatory on us, they are all considered from as what? Tatawwu'. So as tatawwu' is az-ziyadatu ala ma wajaba bihaqqi al-Islam. Those things that are additional good deeds. So the good deeds that are compulsory or not, basically as Muslims. سَوَاءٌ كَانَتْ هَذِهِ الزِّيَادَةُ وَاجِبَةً أَمْ لَا. Whether that ziyada is compulsory or not. But generally outside, when you ask them, what is tatawwu? Something that's not compulsory, recommended. From the tatawwu'at are those that are what? Obligatory on us. This statement requires a proof. To say that tatawwu could be compulsory, it could be recommended, to require the proof. And that proof ulama have employed is the hadith of an A'rab. People call it hadith al-Imam ibn Thalaba, but it's a weak statement. The Imam did something similar, but this hadith is not hadith of the Imam. And they both occur in Bukhari and Muslim. And both Imam Muslim and Bukhari, the both of them, and Imam Bukhari and Muslim, when they cited the two stories, they brought them together. The people say one and the same story. Some ulama say that. But the correct thing is that there are two separate and different narrations. This companion, this person who did this, radiallahu anhu, we don't know him. It was just one day who came to the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that hadith was reported by Talha ibn Ubaidillah. Talha ibn Ubaidillah reported this hadith. Radiallahu anhu. جاء رجل إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم من أهل نجد. From the people of Najd, a man came to the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. سائر رأس. When this man came to the Prophet, his head was disheveled. All his heads were scattered. رضي الله عنه. Because the companion of the Prophet Muhammad لكي النبي صلى الله وآمن به ولا نعرف أنه مات على غير الإسلام وهو صحابي. Whoever met the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and believed in him and died upon Islam is Sahabi. So this kind of a companion now, if you go to Al-Isaba fi Tamyiz al-Sahaba, the compilation of Al-Hafiz ibn Hajar on the names of the companions, he will just say Al-Arabi alladhi ja'a wa sa'ala Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa huwa min ahli Najd. That is his name. The companion, the Arabi, the Bedouin who came to ask the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he is from the people of what? Najd. That's his name. Now we will talk about him and what he did. Like he did regarding some of the jinns. You know, he mentioned some jinns who were living in Medina with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are moving around his companions to go to Al-Isra Baqit and live with Muhammad. They believe in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are all being like companions to everybody. You know. Yeah, some of them, their names were known. Some of them, their names were not known. The Quran told us that the Jews accepted Islam. Why should we be surprised? So this companion radiallahu anhu is from Najd. And he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His head was scattered. Ila ma say because it's from Omni. It's upon a journey. So he came radiallahu anhu. Yusma'u dawiyu sawtihi wa la yufqahu ma yakul. Yusma'u dawiyu sawtihi. The loudness of his prattle, he was here, he was shouting from afar. And he was, dawiyu sawt is the loudness and the repetition he was making. Oh, was from afar. He was talking to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know he was from Al-Najd. He is coming. So they may not have known some of the adab regarding the Prophet Muhammad. So sometimes you would see some of the Arabi do some things that the rest of the companions would be telling them, don't be like that, be like this. So he was speaking from afar to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, raising his voice. Yusma'u dawiyu sawtihi. You were hearing the loudness of his voice. Wa la yufqahu ma yaqul. But it would not be understood what he was saying. What he was saying was not clear. He only knew that somebody was talking and raising his voice. Hatta until this man, radiallahu anhu, dana, he came close. Until he came close, فَإِذَنْ هُوَ يَسْأَلُوا عَنِ الْإِسْلَامِ. It then became clear that, he was asking about Al-Islam from the Prophet Muhammad. But because he was speaking from far with a loud voice, he did not understand. But when he came to him, he understood what he was saying. Radiallahu anhu. And in a report also in Sahih al-Bukhari, the specific question he asked the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أخبرني ماذا فرض الله علي من الصلاة. Tell me about what Allah has made obligatory on me as a Muslim in Salah. Tell me, what is it, ma faradallahu alayya min as-salah? What is it of salah that Allah has made to be farz on me? So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, faqala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, khamsu salawatin fi al-yawm wa al-layla. What Allah has made obligatory on you is what? Khamsu salawatin fi al-yawm wa al-layla. 5 prayers in the day and the night. That is on a full day. Day and night, 5 prayers. Tell me what Allah has made obligatory on me. Khamsu salawatin fil yawmi wal layla. Day and night, 5 prayers. That is what Allah has made obligatory on me. 5 daily salah. Radiyallahu anhu. Faqala hal alayya ghayruha. Is there any other one that is obligatory on me as an individual other than the five daily salah? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam illa an tatawwa. There is none except to make tatawwa. Ulama say who? So after 5 days salah, no other salah is obligatory except tatawwa. And it also means that the worship are two. The work faradallahu alayhi and the tatawwa'at. As far as salah is concerned, is either mimma faradallahu alayhi or mimma minat tatawwa. That is, the salah is either from amongst those five, fil yawmi wal layla, or it is from what? From the tatawwa'at. Either from the five or from tatawwa. Meaning that every other salah apart from the 5 daily salah is what? Tatawwa. Let's continue. This companion, radiallahu anhu, he has come from a distant place, so he wants to know everything that he needs to get into Al-Jannah. He asked the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa siyam Ramadan? How about fasting in the month and the Prophet said, and fasting in the month of Ramadan? The Prophet said, wa siyam Ramadan. And then fasting in the month of Ramadan. Qala, hal alayya ghayruhu? He asked again about Ramadan. Is there any other fasting that is obligatory on me apart from Ramadan? Qala la, illa an tatawwa'a. No fasting is obligatory on me except you do what? Except you make tatawwa. It means all fasting. There are so many groups. Two. Group one, ma faradallahu alayhi. Group two, tatawwa'at. And the one that is farzun alayna, that the Prophet mentioned, is what? Sawm Ramadan. What are the rest of the fasting? Tatawwa'at. So, kafarat is a what? Tatawwa'at. Sawm al-Nadr is a what? Tatawwa'at. Sawm ahli al-mayyit lil-mayyit is what? Tatawwa'at. All of that, if somebody violates some of the rights of Hajj, Allah mentioned in the Quran, he fast 3 days, وَسَبَعَةٌ إِلَّهَا رَجَعَةٌ تِلْكَ عَشَرَةٌ. All these are from tatawwa'at. And they are obligatory. Not to talk of those ones that are mandibat amongst them, that are from the sunnah, that are from rawat, sunnah, we can say, like Monday, Thursday, fast. There is no issue about that they are from tatawwa'at. What many of the people don't understand that they are from the tatawwa'at are all other fasting apart from Ramadan is tatawwa. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith, he grouped the fasting into how many groups? Two. The first one is what? Ma faradallahu alayhi. The second one is what? Tatawwa'at. Every other thing is from tatawwa'at. وَذَكَرَ لَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ الزَّكَاةِ. Likewise, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم mentioned zakat. قَالَ هَلْ أَلَيَّ غَيْرُهَا. O Messenger of Allah, is there anything compulsory upon my earth apart from this zakat? قَالَ لَا. There is nothing. إِلَّا أَن تَطَوَّعَ. Except to make tatawwa. Aha. So nothing is compulsory on his world apart from zakat. What about spending on his family? Is it compulsory on him? It's compulsory on him. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kafa lil mar'i isman an yudayyi'a man ya'uluhu. It is sufficient thing for an individual, for him to abandon somebody who is dependent on him. And he says in the Quran, وَعَلَى الْمَوْلُودِ لَهُ رِزْقُهُنَّ وَكِسْوَتُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرِفِ. But here he's telling him that la illa anta tawwa'. What does that mean? It means those things, those other spending are also obligatory on him. Even though their name is what? Tatawwa'at. I hope that this point is clear. What we are saying, we are taking this time to say because it is not commonly explained. Something can be tatawwa'at and it is what? Obligatory. We are not bothering about those things that are not obligatory because we already agree and know that they are fatwa. What is not commonly understood is the fact that something can be from fatwa at a meal, but it is what? Obligatory. Such as spending on the family from fatwa. And it is what? Obligatory. All the verses of the Quran show that. The one that Allah has blessed with precious wealth should spend from his preciousness, from his lot. When you have a lot, spend from your lot. وَمَنْ كُدْرَ عَلَيْهِ يَرِزْكُ The one that Allah has just given only a little, the one who has been given only a little from the world, فَلْيُنْفِقْ بِسْلَامِ إِسْلَامِ الْأَمْرِ Let him therefore spend مِمَّا from whatever Allah has given him. So it becomes obligatory on him to spend on his family. For he told Al-Arabi that nothing is compulsory on him from spending except zakah. إِلَّا أَن تَتَّوَى It means all these other spending. Your name is also what? تَتَّوَى I hope that this point is clear. The hadith that shows that التَّتَوَى is الزِّيَادَةُ عَلَى مَا وَجَبَ بِحَكِّ الْإِسْلَامِ The meaning of tatawwu is the additional good deeds, whether spending, whether salah, whether zakah, whether fasting, all other good deeds, apart from those ones that are necessarily obligatory on us as Muslims, like salah, five daily salah. This is necessarily obligatory on us as Muslims. We are rich, we are poor, we must perform comes to salah. You are traveling, you are at home, you must perform Khams Salawat. You are a man, you are a woman, you must perform Khams Salawat. So these are from the things, يَجِبُ عَلَيْنَا بِحَكِّ الْإِسْلَامِ All other things are tatawwu'at. And this hadith of this Arabi is the evidence for it. So when he mentions zakah, the Prophet said, he asked the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, هَلْ عَلَيَّ غَيْرُهَا قال لا إلا أن تطوع nothing is obligatory on you from spending except you make تطوع طلحة رضي الله عنه said فأدبر الرجل ويقول the man turned away and as he turned away وهو يقول as he was turning away he was saying رضي الله عنه والله by Allah لا أزيد على هذا ولا أنقص I will not add anything to this and I will not remove anything from it. That is, I will ensure that I save time to salawah. Once I get the money, pay my zakah. Once Ramadan comes, observe by Ramadan. These things are your hukuk, the haqq in Islam. The right you owe yourself as a Muslim. I will not add to it, I will not remove anything from it. I will ensure that I do them well. They're not good. Illa anta tawwa. No problem. Pay your zakah alone from your money. But the day you marry, anfik alayhi ala ahalika. You see now, you get you married now, make you become obligatory. But that is from tatawwu also. That is tatawwu. The Prophet made him understand. Yes, it's obligatory on you, but it's tatawwu. What is obligatory on you, the haqq in Islam is your zakah. I hope that these points are clear. This hadith makes us understand these two things. Those things that are essentially obligatory on us as Muslims, whether from salah, whether from fasting, whether from spending, these are the three things. All of us that we spend on, they are counted as from tatawwu'at, even though they are obligatory. So that is why we come back to it and say that الزِّيَادَةُ عَلَى مَا وَجَبَ بِحَكِّ الْإِسْلَامِ The additional good deeds that we perform, in addition to the necessities and obligations we owe ourselves as Muslims, سَوَاءٌ كَانَتْ هَذِهِ الزِّيَادَةُ وَاجِبَ أَمْ لَا Whether that additional good deed is obligatory or not, those ziyadat are referred to as what? تَفَوُّعَاتِ I hope that this point is clear. So we are on Babu Salatul Tatawwu, the chapter regarding Salatul Kusuf. The correct meaning about Salatul Kusuf is that it's from Wajiba. Is it obligatory or not because we are Muslims? No. Something will happen and then it becomes obligatory. Salatul Indain. Something will happen and then it becomes obligatory. Like that. So all of them, they are from Tatawwa'at. Salatul Janaza. Is it obligatory or not because we are Muslims? No. Something will happen and then it becomes obligatory. What other example can we give? The fasting. A person can vow. He will be fasting every Monday for 5 years. It becomes a vow. If he does not, that fasting is not ordinarily obligatory on him. But because of his vow, it becomes obligatory on him. This is not la yajibu alayhi bihaqqi al-Islam. And so on. So tatawwu'at can be from wajibat. That means something can be tatawwu' and it's wajib. Something can be tatawwu' and it's what? Mandub. Something can be what? Tatawwu' and it's wajib. Something can be tatawwu' and it's what? Mandub. In fact, every good deed, apart from those ones that are mentioned, the haqqi al-Islam, they are considered as from tatawwu'at. Things we do to please Allah. And they are ziyadat. They are additions. But these ones you must do it. The haqqi al-Islam. Did you hear what he said? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-ahadu baynana wa baynahum as-salah. Faman tarakaha faqad kafara. So the haqqi al-Islam, you must perform 5 salawat. In the yawmi wal layla. I hope that these points are clear, inshallah. So we are on Babu Salatul Tatawwu', the chapter regarding Salatul Tatawwu', the chapter regarding prayers that are additions to those good deeds that are basically, essentially obligatory on us as Muslims. All these salat, what are they? So the Shaykh will list some. Even though he will discuss others in other places, he will list some for us. Rahimahullah. But before we proceed, all salawat, the tatawwu'at, they have one major virtue, one major benefit to gain. Tatawwu'at, they have one major value, one major benefit. We read it from the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said that he heard the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that hadith we read, the hadith of the Arabi who came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is occurred in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim. But this hadith of Abu Hurairah occurred in Muslim and Ahmad. It also occurred in Sunan Abi Dawud. It also occurred in Sunan Ibn Majah. I met a brother who said to us, he said to me that he mentioned where you saw those ahadith. Because me, I always go back to check. I will go back and check. Please don't forget, be mentioning it. So sometimes you say, why? You just read the hadith, let's face it. Some people are not here, they only listen to the, they go and pick the books of hadith. They'll be checking. Hadith is in Abu Dawud. Talib al-ilm is serious. Because the day you check it, I will tell us something about this hadith. This hadith that I want to read, let's read it, and then I'll tell us the benefit, inshallah. The benefit of going back to the source to check is very, very beneficial. Let me quickly say, I had brought some of these books to this class so that I can introduce them to us. Books that have been written about Salawatul Tatawwu', or Salatul Tatawwu'. They've been written regarding them. The first one and the best of them is this Bughyatul Mutatawwi'. Bughyatul Mutatawwi'i in Salatul Tatawwu'. by Sheikh Muhammad ibn Umar ibn Salim ibn Bazlul. Very good book on Salat al-Tafawwud. All these explanations I was giving about the meaning of Tafawwud, you find it inside this book. This is what I'm telling you. Sheikh Muhammad ibn Umar ibn Salim Bazlul. And he is improving upon it almost every 3, 4 years. He brings another one. I'm sure this my copy is an old copy. And this is the second or third time I bought this book. If you go to see, he told me I have added this salah. I didn't add it in the other one. I've added it in this edition. I have seen another one apart from this one. It's a very nice book. One of the things that makes it far better than many of them is that he is a scholar of hadith. So every salah he is telling you about, he will first of all authenticate the hadith first. Then he will bring you the statements of the scholars of hadith regarding the meaning of the hadith. That is the meaning of knowledge. Qala Allahu, qala Rasuluhu, qala Sahaba. Very nice book. Sheikh Salim Muhammad ibn Umar, not Ahmad. There are two of them. Muhammad ibn Umar ibn Salim Bazlul. Very nice book. Buhyatul Mutatawwi. Say Salat al-Tatawwi. Very nice book. I hope that you can get it. Very nice. He picked the Salah one after the other and he discussed it. Apart that, another very nice one, inshallah, is this book by Sheikh Sa'd ibn Ali al-Qahtani, the author of Hitm Muslim. He titled the book Salat al-Tatawwi. He also discussed the salawat, rawatib, tahiyyat al-masjid, salat al-istikhara, all the salawat, one by one. They are meanings, they are evidences, they are virtues. How do you perform them? The various ways, qiyamul layl, how do you make them? The various forms of qiyamul layl. Even though he has another book separate for qiyamul layl. This sheikh, I have it too. Separate for qiyamul layl. But he also discussed qiyamul layl again. He also has another book separate for salat al-tarawih. But this comprises all of them. He separated them and he expanded them in all of them. Salat al-Tatawwu'i. It is not really the understanding of these expressions, the fadail, the excellence and virtues, the aqsam, different forms of salawat al-Tatawwu'i, and anwa', the kinds and forms, the adab, the manners of performing them and all of these. He discussed it and it was a very brief, straightforward point, and every hadith is mentioned. And it has one thing, Sheikh Qahtani's book. He will be telling you what Sheikh Ibn Baz said about the book. Said about every hadith he's reading. He will say, I will say, this hadith, Sheikh Ibn Baz said so about it. So he was a student of Sheikh Ibn Baz. So everything he heard about him regarding what he's writing about, he's mentioning it, it's very beneficial. He has other books like this too. He has a book on masajid, he has books on so many other issues, very beneficial. Let's try to get it from Salawat, the Tatawwu'at, Salat al-Janaza, all the Salawat he mentioned. He also has a book, Ahkam al-Janaza, in two big volumes, this sheikh. Let's try to get the book. It's very, very cheap, very cheap, easy to get. A first thing, one of the scholars also wrote, Ahkam al-Sunan al-Rawatib. The rulings of Rawatib. It will not just tell you 4 rakats before me, 4 rakats after me. There are other issues regarding that. If you come into the masjid, which one should you do? Tahiyyat al-Masjid or Salat al-Ratiba? These are the kinds of issues we discuss. Those rulings that are connected to those Rawatib. The Ratiba of Zuhur, which one is it? Is it 4 rakats? We are coming back to that today, inshallah. What is the ratiba of Zuhur? Is it 4 rakats before and 4 rakats after, or 2 rakats before and 2 rakats after? Or 4 rakats before and 2 rakats after? The ratiba of Zuhur, is it 4 before, 4 after? Or 2 before, 2 after? Or 4 before and 2 after? Which one is, what did we do against? These are the kinds of issues he discussed. We discuss this issue today, bismillah. Sheikh Abdullah ibn زعل العين دي بدك ازاي بقى ده اتس نوت سو بيج كان مستدل من الشتة. انا لابد ان صلوات النوافل الحافل في فقه النوافل الحافل something that carries a lot of things في فقه النوافل like a compendium regarding the fiqh of النوافل very very useful too very good. So he's written by one of the students of Sheikh Mustafa Al-Adil. It's not a hadith based book. And one difference between this and all the rest is that it has a'far. Many of the rest depended on marfu'at and the mawkufat that has ahkam al-raf. What you need, it will give you a'far, the tabi'un, the sahaba. What were they saying about these mawafi? How were they performing it? It's one major difference between Al-Hafil and all the rest of the books that we had mentioned. I was talking about the importance of going back to the source book. The hadith is in Abu Dawud, in Bukhari and Muslim. You make effort to check it too. In Salat al-Tatawu by Sheikh Sa'd al-Qahtani, he mentioned this hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu that talks about the virtue of salawat, the tatawu'at. It means Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, awwalu ma yuhasabu bihi al-abdu yawm al-qiyamati salatuhu. The first of what the individual will be made to account for on the day of Qiyamah, may Allah protect all of us, it says salat, hi to your salat. فَإِنْ كَانَ أَتَمَّهَا كُتِبَتْ لَهُ تَامَةً. If the individual had perfected that salah, كُتِبَتْ لَهُ تَامَةً. It is written for him, perfect. وَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ أَتَمَّهَا. But if the salah, the faraid had issues, fajr had issues, he didn't make the ruku well, he didn't say al-kaar, or he said the hazkar hastily and then they ended up not having meaning. They are brothers. Do you know sometimes people read the Quran, they read it correctly, but they read it in a manner and with a voice that changes the meaning of what they have read. مَا يَلْفِزُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. It means مَا يَلْفِزُ. There is not anything that he utters. But if he reads it in a manner, it will mean that Mayal Fizu, he has not said anything. The simple stop is this. Ahkamul Waqf, the change meaning is a lot. So the individual read all of these, not caring about them. They are from the deficiencies in his salah. Iribas will call them CGSCGS. He has issues. His ruku was not straight. His tahiyya was not straight. He was mixing them up. Some of the people every day, they must mix like that to sahwi. Because their minds are troubled, they are hardly concentrating in salah. Some of the people every day, they delay salah to the next time. Every day. I'm telling you that the time is late. All of this, he has deficiencies. وَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ أَتَمَّهَا قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. Allah will say subhanahu wa ta'ala لِمَلَائِكَتِهِ, to his angels. Go and search. هَلْ تَجِدُونَ لِعَبْدِي مِنْ تَطَوُّعٍ. Have you found for this my slave any tatawu' isina? So the obligations are 5 daily salawa. After 5 daily salawa, all of that are what? Tatawwu'. Do you find any tatawwu'? Maybe you didn't do the adhkar as some of the a'imma have explained this hadith. Maybe you didn't do the adhkar well in Fajr. And in you didn't make Surah al-Fatiha properly in Fajr. But he read Surah al-Fatiha properly in Qiyam al-Layl. This thing happens. Brothers, in Qiyam al-Layl, Maybe in Ramadan, people are there. غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ يَوْمَ مَسْجِدُ حَرَامٍ. But when he's praying alone, the salah will be faulty. The fatiha will be faulty. May Allah protect us. Some people in Salatul Isha, the first two rak'at, the qira is loud, the fatiha is sound, the surah that follows is sound. In the next two rak'at, before you say, read up to Hidina Sirat al-Mustaqim, Iza Ruku, Allahu Akbar. So what is the difference between the two? May Allah protect all of us. So the individual has issues, all these issues. Allah will ask, Allahu min tatawwu'in al-hal li'abdi. This my servant, does he have any tatawwu'? Look for it. And it will be gathered. He said, alayhi salatu wa salam. He said, unzuru hal tajiduna li'abdi min tatawwu'in. فَتُكَمِّلُونَ بِهَا فَرِيضَتَهُ. Does he have any tatawwur such that you can use them to complete his fariḍa? You see the fariḍa now. So apart from fariḍa, خَمْسِ صَلَوَاتِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, what are the rest of them? أَلَا دَعْسَ تَطَوُّعَاتِ فَسُمَّ الزَّكَاءَ كَذَلِكَ ثم تؤخذ الأعمال على حسب ذلك. Let the zakah. And then the whole of the good deeds will be taken like that. Zakah. What? Did he pay zakah correctly? Maybe he has issues. He didn't remove one cup properly. He reduced one cup. Mistake in his house. He has sadaqah and gave. He has gifts to give people. He has the support on his family. Bring them, use them to patch him. Complete, like he said. فَتُكَلِّمُونَ بِهِ. To kamilun, you use them to complete, perfect it. So they bring them to perfect them. This hadith, if you hear it as I have read it, they are from the hadith of two companions, Abu Huraira and Tamim ibn Aus ibn al-Dari. But the way the author has presented it, he mentioned it to be from the hadith of Abu Huraira. When he was joining the hadith of Abu Huraira and Tamim ibn Aus, if you don't go back to the source, you will not know that you are reading two hadith in one. The error is that he referred the two to Abu Huraira. But the beginning of it is from Abu Huraira, the end of it is from Tamim. If you don't go back to the source, how would you know? The hadith is in Sunan Abi Dawud, is in Sunan Ibn Majah, is in Musnad Imam Ahmad. Go and check them. When you check them, you look at it. Did you cite the example correctly? So the next time you are saying is you check the hadith in Sunan Abi Dawud. Not that they say that the hadith is in Sunan Abi Dawud. So you read the hadith, I've seen it in Sunan Abi Dawud. Once a brother here was saying that he said to somebody that when we are in sujood, we should clasp our laps. The learned person said, "Wow, where did you find that?" It shows there is hadith in Sunan Abi Dawud. The person said, "I've checked it, I didn't see it." The brother said to me, he said, "After the class, I checked the hadith and I saw it, so I didn't come back to him. I told him that, Ustaz, me, I have checked the hadith and it's in Sunan Abi Dawud." I told the brother, "Jazakallahu khairan." Because he would have come back to me that, Ustaz, somebody, Abu Nasr, somebody who said the hadith said that. He said, Sunan Abi Dawud. He did not find the hadith. He could have come back to me. But the brother said, he didn't come back to me because he said the hadith and he has seen it. He now snapped the page on WhatsApp and forwarded it to him. He said, Sunan Abi Dawud. Anyway. May Allah pardon all of us. So you read the hadith, you've seen it, it's there, it's like that. So what we need from here is فَضْلُ صَلَاتِ التَّطَوُّعِ. What is the virtue of صَلَاتِ التَّطَوُّعِ? Allah uses it to do what? To perfect the defects in our fara'id. Allah uses our تَطَوُّعَات to do what? To perfect the defects in our fara'id. If the individual is not going to make تَطَوُّع because of anything, he must make it because of it. That is for those tatawu'at that are mandibat. Otherwise, there are some of those tatawu'at, like we have been explaining, that are what? Wajibat, imajiban. When he meets them, he's committing a sin. May Allah protect us all. After mentioning this, all that salawat of tatawu that we'll be mentioning the virtues. Now we mention salat al-duha, we mention the virtue, the excellence, the reward for it. We mention it one by one, the idnillah. So we'll not take time to mention the fadail of the salawat al-tatawur. We'll proceed. The next salah we should talk about now is rawatib of salat al-zuhur. Because that is what Al-Imam al-Shawkani has started with. Go back to your book now. It says, Babu Salati Tatawu'i. We have understood what Salati Tatawu'i means. What does it mean? It means every other Salah, apart from what comes to Salawatul Mafruz. So the Imam says, Rahimahullah, Hiya Arba'u Qabla Al-Zuhri Wa Arba'u Ba'da. Salati Tatawu'i is listed unto us. The first he means is what? أربعون قبل الظهر وأربعون بعده. Four before الظهر and four after الظهر. But if you say بعدها, what it means is what? بعد صلاة الظهر. But because you say بعده, what it means is the time الظهر. That is مذكر. So he left that ضمير also in مذكر. بعده. It means بعدها, بعد صلاة الظهر. What he meant is he say ba'daha. But when he says ba'dahu, what does he mean? The time. He's referring to the time. Referring to the time for that salah, indirectly referring to the salah. So it's not a problem. Don't worry, Shawkani should have said ba'daha. Yani ba'da salah to zuhur. But instead he said what? Ba'dahu. What he means is ba'da zuhur. And don't forget, this book is mukhtas. So in all of his writing, he must maintain conciseness in it, removing lengthy expressions. He says, "Hiya arba'un qabla al-zuhri wa arba'un ba'dahu." So the question you'll ask me, what is the sunnah for zuhur? Four before zuhur and what? Four after zuhur. The sunnah of zuhur is what? Four before zuhur and what? Four after zuhur. The sunnah of zuhur is what? Four before zuhur, four after zuhur. But there are others. Four before zuhur, two after zuhur. Or two before zuhur, two after zuhur. But al-akmal is what? The most perfect is what? Four before, four after. The least we will perform is what? Two before, two after. But the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what he was used to doing was what? Four before, four after. So that's why Imam al-Shawkani mentioned al-akmal, we'll come back there. Al-akmal huwa is what? Arba'un qabla al-zuhri wa madha wa arba'un ba'dahu. Four before zuhur, four after zuhur, because of time. Today, let me quickly go to that. The four before zuhur, how do we explain it? How do we perform it? Four before zuhur. Do we perform two, two? Or four prayers without taslim? Any of the ways, both have been reported from him. Four prayers raka'at with one taslim has been reported by Abu Ayyub al-Ansari in Sunan Abi Dawud. Some of the scholars say this hadith is da'if, but the correction is that the hadith is hasan, insha'Allah. So that hadith is authentic. Four traits with one taslim. Or two and what? Two. Two, he makes taslim. Two, he makes taslim. As is in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar. صلاة الليل والنهار ماذا؟ مثنى مثنى. Two, two. So we either make four straight with one taslim, or we do what? We make two units, make taslim, make two units, make taslim. After صلاة الظهر, we make two units, make taslim, we make two units, make taslim. Like he said, there are three ways of making the sunnah al-raqibah for Zuhur. The first way is to do what? 4 units before Zuhur, 4 units after Zuhur. The second way is to do what? 4 units before Zuhur, 2 units after Zuhur. The third way is to do what? 2 units before Zuhur, 2 units after Zuhur. So what we'll be required to do now is the proof for all of these that we have said. About all of them, you learn. 4 before, 4 after. 4 before, 2 after. 2 before, 2 after. But I think we have spent our time for the day, inshallah. We have almost spent 1 hour and 10 minutes. Even Allah will continue from there in our next class. In the next class, we explain this with the proof. Give the proof. 4 before, 4 after Zuhur, what is the proof for it? 4 before, 2 after Zuhur, what is the proof? 2 before, 2 after, what is the proof? The fact that we can make 4 straight with 1 taslim, what is the proof? The fact that we can make 2, 2, 2, what is the proof? Then we go for Salatul Asr. I think it would be an easier way of addressing it. But let us try to start doing it. Let us try to start doing it. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let's read that hadith to us. Ramla bintu Abi Sufyan, Ummu Habiba, one of the wives of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa radiyallahu anha, tasamitu Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, من حافظ على أربع ركعات من حافظ على أربع ركعات قبل الظهر من حافظ من صدق. There are some of the scholars who say once you perform it once it's okay. This لم حافظ عليها is evidence that refutes that position. Some people say once you make 4 ركعات like and sometimes someday in your life you are qualified. Ulama say no. What he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is hafadha. Because it has riwayat that is man sallah, whoever performs. So yeah, if he performs, he went to Karim, Allah. He says man hafadha ala arba'i raka'at qabila al-zuhur, whoever sticks to performing, hafadha alayha. Whoever preserves it, he sticks to it, he's performing it, 4 ركعات qabila al-zuhur, وَأَرْبَعٍ بَعْدَهَا and 4 ركعات after it بَعْدَهَا يعني بعد صلاة الظهر حَرَّمَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّارِ Allah will make it prohibited for him to get into the fire. إِنَّ fire جهنم حَرَّمَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّارِ. This hadith, it has to fulfill soon, because when Ramla reported this hadith, she said, radiyallahu anha, ma taraktuhunna mundu samituhunna. I never left it since the day I heard it. The person who reported from her said, ma taraktuhunna mundu samituhunna. The person who reported from that said, ma taraktuhunna mundu samituhunna. The one who reported it said, ma taraktuhunna mundu samituhunna. So you see, don't leave it from this day that you hear it. لا تتركوهن من اليوم الذي أنت قد سمعتهن. So this means from today that you have heard them. 4 before Zuhur, 4 after Zuhur. حرمه الله على النار. Whoever becomes constant upon observing the Salah, حرمه الله على النار. If somebody is running away from Jahannam, what does he need to do? Be observing 4 ركعات before Zuhur, 4 ركعات after Zuhur. You know what this will do to us? It will help us pay a lot of attention to Salatul Zuhur. We will not be rushing to Zuhur. Some of the young boys maybe in school, they are playing football. Tell Allah Akbar, the sensible one here, I don't want to enter fire. He left the game before, 15 minutes before, so that he can perform 4 ركعات before Zuhur. Immediately after Zuhur, he will not rush to play. It's our turn. You are the next one playing. Because he wants to make 4 ركعات ba'daha. He knows what he is looking for. حَرَّمَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّارِ. Allah will prohibit him. Allah will prohibit him from the fire. Ulama have given different explanations. Some say he will not enter the fire at all. Some say if he committed other sins and he has to be thrown into the fire will not burn him. May Allah protect us from the fire. We want to go to Jannah straight. No fire first. So all of these should make us try to observe this salah. Please let's try. Four before, four after. Man hafaza alayha, harramahu Allahu ala an-nar. Whoever sticks to observing four before zuhur, four after zuhur, Allah makes it prohibited for him to be in the fire. Or makes it prohibited for the fire to burn him. May Allah protect us from his fire. May Allah protect us from his fire. Few days ago I read a hadith from Musnad Abi Ya'la, and Shaykh al-Albani authenticated this hadith. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you are 100,000 in this masjid and one person, just one, is due for the fire, the breeze of the fire alone will burn away all these 100,000. The breeze of the fire. May Allah protect us. You know, the fire is not something to joke about. Few days ago in Canada, their temperature rose to only 34 degrees. Only. I was in Medina. In Medina, before we left, the temperature rose up to 48 degrees. 2-3 days ago, it is 51 degrees, 52. They started shouting, people should not come out. Go back to wherever you are, don't come out. 51 degrees. In Canada, it got to 34 degrees, 17 people died in Canada. You know, their country is cold. 17 people died. In the other side of the world, it is 51 degrees. And all of these, there is not any of it that is near anything near the fire of Jahannam. May Allah protect us. If there is anything they told us, you're doing this thing, you won't enter the fire. We will be sensible ones amongst us, not stick to it. That is why all those people will say, Mara taraktu hunna mumbu sami'tu hunna. Mara taraktu hunna yawmi sami'tu. Mara taraktu hunna. I never left them till the day I said. Because they are sensible people. Radiyallahu anhum. But today we are all busy with so many things. Some of us will press the phone, be starting until 2 minutes before Salah. In fact, some brothers, they are making a comma, they are still pressing their phones. He does not want to enter the animal, he's pressing his phone. This first. He does not want to enter the animal, and he's not doing something that will prevent him from that fire. Even though he knows it. The Allah must make us mahroom. Mahroom is the individual who knows what is good for him, but he will not do it. Mahroom. Ulama usually pray against it. La taj'alna mahrooman wala shakiyan wala mahrooma. Shaki will do it. Mahroom, the one who knows good, but he will not do it. He says it is good, I like it, but he will not do it. May Allah protect us from that evil. If we have one or two questions, we'll attend to them. Inshallah, in our next class, we'll come back to this zuhur and explain it better, explain their evidences, tell us where they are so that we can go back and check them. The best of us, go back, look at it, check it, read it. I might have heard in writing out a hadith. Come back and say, there was one hadith, we checked it, which love, which, yeah. And then I want you to do to us that it will bring us close to the books of Sunnah. So that's why the young fallible, the 6 books of Hadith should be in his house. You can always go back to them. Bukhari, Muslim, Abu Dawud, Sunan, Tirmidhi, Nawawi, and Sunan al-Nasa'i. You have to always go back to them, like a dictionary. Why? By the time you become used to them, every Hadith you hear, you ask, where is that Hadith? Fortunately, Sheikh Al-Albani, rahimahullah, has made all of us become people who, when we read now, is getting rewards. He authenticated all the 4 books. help us to identify Sahih and Da'if. The whole world, everyone is ready. All the ulama are making khutab on Manabir on Fridays. When they read Hadith was Sahawul Albani. Rawahu Abu Dawud Sahawul Albani. Rawahu Tirmidhi wa Ibn Majah Sahawul Albani. So you can't say, I'm not reading Sunan Abu Dawud. Why? Because I don't know whether it is Sahih or Da'if. You know Sahih Bukhari now, we know Muslim, we know that they are, everything in them is Sahih, inshallah. But all these other problems, we don't know. That's why I'm not reading that. Now they know, they still do all the rulings. They are even translated into English. And even in the English translation, those rulings are there. So what is the excuse now? The Lord of Hosts in there. The Lord of Hosts in there. People are listening in public gardens. Those babas, we make them special guests of honor. Say, yeah, Pam, okay, oh. He thinks it's a thing of pride. May Allah protect us. Alaykum salam. Ameen wa antum. Yes, they are both the same. Four before, four after. You can make two, you can make all the four with one perfume. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. If a person misses the four before and he is used to doing it, he should do it after the Zuhur. So after the Zuhur, how many will he make? Eight. He will make the one that he had missed. We discussed this from the Sunnah of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, is that if he got used to any Salah, if he missed it, he performed it anytime he had the opportunity to do so. Alaykum as-salam. We'll also come back to that. We'll also come back to it. We'll tell us the proof for it. Inshallah. The travelers don't have al-sahih. They don't have their rawatib. Abdullah ibn Umar and others say he did not used to make rawatib. That is four after four before for Zuhur. No. Even the Zuhur, he has cut it to two. So why do you now need to make four? The one that is four, Fard, the Hakim Islam, is reduced to two. What about the Tatawu'at? Those ones are completely cancelled away. Except Rakat al-Fajr and Qiyam al-Layl. The Prophet will stick to it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Safaran aw hadara. Whether he's on Safar or he's at home. Rakat al-Fajr, the two of them. The Prophet will pray. Even though he slept and the sun was out, if he wakes up before he prays, he makes two rakats of rakat al-fajr. Alayhi salatu wa sallam. He said, خَيْرُ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا رَكَعَتَا الْفَجْرِ خَيْرُ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا. I prayed this Ramadan in Makkah. Me and one young boy, I think it's Talibul Ilm, inshallah. Young, seen, Talibul Ilm. In the Arab world, if you find Talibul Ilm, you know this Talibul Ilm. He will be different. All his blessings too will be different. We take Fajr together. When they made the second, it was in Ramadan. When they make the second Adhan for Salah, meaning the time for Fajr, people were standing up making Rakat al-Fajr. Rakat al-Fajr. He was making a call, telephone call before that Rakat al-Fajr. Before the Adhan. So after the Adhan, he continued. I stood up, I made my Allahu Akbar, Salaamu Alaikum. He was still making the call. Then I think the call went off. Instead of standing up to make Rakat al-Fajr, he was still busy that maybe they will call again, maybe they want to tell him that his money is ready or something. He knows. They say, Ya Akhi, Rakat al-Fajr, khayru min ad-dunya wa ma fiha. All what you are expecting, it cannot be up to the entirety of this dunya. Rakat al-Fajr is more important than that. Stand up and pray. He said, Jazakallahu khairan. He stood up and prayed. Actually, I have offended him. He felt offended. So he continued. I was sitting up. But I said it. May Allah reward me with the intention with which I told him. He thought I was abusing him. I was telling you my own Al-Amr bin Ma'ruf. I said I had given you the phone, you called the Azan, everybody made all around us. Everybody was waiting for Imam to just stand. You are still using his phone? Many of the brothers who are doing this now. Satan came for Sally, Akatan, Satan, Khair bin Adunya Mafia. So he stood up, he prayed. He was Akala, he prayed. After the Salah, he made his phone, he made Salah to Sajid. When the Imam made Taslim, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, to the right, I made Taslim, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, the second Taslim, I made Taslim, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. He waited, after the Salah, he made Taslim too, at his normal with everybody. Since after, you know the answer to the Imam. Why are you making Taslim before the Imam? I thought in my mind, you want to look for trouble. I knew that now he wants to. I then, what I told him, you took it as an offense? Okay. I told him that is the view of some of the scholars. They even say that it is closer to ittiba of Imam than you who have looked. Because the first taslim bil ijma, the first taslim is wajib. Some say rukun, and that is the correct thing. It takes the individual out of salah. So once you say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, you're out of salah. Bil ijma, and it is from the arkan of salah. So what do you do? The imam has gone out of salah, you have to make it tahiyya. The one who is making tahiyya and the one who goes out of salah like the imam, he better follows the imam. The imam is taslim, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, you are saying atahiyyatullah. Tayyibatu wa salawat. Assalamu ala nabi, awa assalamu alaika, ayyuha nabi wa rahmatullah. Imam said assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, you are still making tahiyya. Or the one who Imam says assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, he also did what? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Who amongst the two has followed the Imam closer? And I said that is the position of many of the Shafi'iyah and an Imam Shafi'i himself. That was what I said. I didn't make this elaborate explanation. But I told him that. So this is. So, you couldn't have a lazim to cool. That's between Imam. That is. Because of all these explanations that we are doing, that is the reason why we are still making taslim before the Imam. I said, nah. Because of it, yes. So now, after he asked me that one, I asked him one question, one thing he did in Salat. I think he went down on his knees before he placed it. I said, you see, why did you go on your knees before your hand? He said, Taqtabiru me. Are you testing me? I say, yes. You know, sometimes when you look for trouble, you look for the trouble to the end. Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah has this kind of experience. If in haram, everybody is something. There's a professor in this town. If you, I saw him in front of Kaaba making dua, I say, Allahu Akbar. The servants and workers under this man, I wish that they can see this man. When he's showing that he is working, he's a professor. Well known in all these states, the whole of the Southwest is well known. He's a big man. His friend in his circle, I just stood before him, I was waiting. When he finished his life, he did like this. I seem to say, oh, Alhamdulillah, that at least I have saved you, Allah. As he turned to me, I said, Salaam alaikum, sir. He said, ah, you are looking at me, Allah. Wallahi, ya ayyuhal nas. أنتم الفقراء إلى الله والله هو الغني الحميد. If you see all these rich people, all these people you are hearing their name, they all came for Umrah. Somebody was saying, what are they looking for here? I say, ah, what they are looking for? One of them, we were in a discussion. So he said this, your politics, you are practicing. There are a lot of shirk inside you. He said, shirk? I say, yes. He starts. You have started again. I said, sorry. So I kept quiet. He said, but I want to realize that shirk. That's made in houses of assembly. What is it? Is an idol. Mace. They bow down to the mace. So I asked him, if a Muslim bow down to a stick, what is it? If a Muslim, they keep a stick like this, a Muslim now goes and see the stick and bow down to the stick like this and stand up and say, welcome sir. What is that? He said, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. He said, sir, I've never thought of it like this before. Ha! We're in trouble. Hey, we're in trouble. You could see the sincerity in him that he did not know me. You see, ha! All this salah now that we all know what I'm doing here now. Once I go back and bow down like this, it's finished. I say, yes. See, ha! 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 So when we wanted to stand up for Qiyamul Layl, it was in the midnight after his stuff. He wanted to stand up for Qiyamul Layl. As he stood up and saw the Kaaba, he says, Allah, Ghafar Tamu. Yes, Allah, forgive us. You can see that statement from deep down inside his heart. That's why sometimes it is hard to condemn people. So I said inside my mind now that, can I say that Allah will not forgive me? But the issue is that we still go back to that one again. So I told him after Qiyamul Layl, I said, it appears that this thing affects you. He said, wallahi, when he was praying, he's thinking about it. So it means he has two gods. After he's praying to Allah, now he won't bow down to one way somewhere. I said, wallahi, that is it. You go away from this thing. He said, I started thinking about it. So many people you see out there doing things that are bad, they don't know. The day they know, they will be better than many of us. So be patient with the people. Explain to them. Balighna unzila ilayka min rabbik. Explain. With good conscience, perhaps the people will accept the message from you. Some will not accept immediately, but they will go back. He will say, throughout. He said, man, I've been thinking. Throughout this salah, he's thinking about it. So when I'm making sujood now, yes, this one is for Allah. I will go back again and bow down to me. So once he was like this, he started thinking. The day that he stands in front of the mace, do you think he will have the kind of ta'zim he had for that mace again? He will have. So you are the God that can manage. So many things happen in haram. So many things. You never know. If you see to people, this hadith of Abu Huraira that you just read now, it was something like that. The time you reported the hadith said when he was going to the masjid in Haram Madani, he was begging Allah, oh Allah, let me sit with Jalil Salih, a teammate that is power. So I sat near a man. When I looked at his face, I asked him, please, who are you? He said, I'm Abu Huraira. He said, Abu Huraira, tell me something you heard from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This thing happens a lot. You just sit near somebody, by the time you ask him, who are you? He will tell you who he is. One year in Hajj, I was in Muzdalifa. You know how Muzdalifa is? Very rough. Nobody knows anybody. No special anything anywhere. Everybody is first class, VIP, VIZ, everybody will meet together. So I went to the toilet. When I came back, a man wanted to enter before me. I said I was in the air, I said, please go. So he went in. I waited for him. When he came back, he waited for me to come out. When I came out, he shook me, he greeted. He's from Egypt. I said, you answer me, sir. So how did I know? They have a peculiar nose. Once you look at the nose of the Egyptians, you recognize them. I said, for your nose. He laughed and joked. He said, who am I? I told him my name. So where am I from? I told him where I'm from. You know who he is? The vice president of Siemens all over the world. He gave me his card. That's about 8 years ago. He said, my name is so. I'm the vice president of Siemens. This is my card. He gave me a big If you give me a call, anywhere you are, I'll pick it. Only Allah knows where those cats are. So you meet a lot of people in different. Professor will become somebody like who has never gone to school before. But when people start talking, start contributing to the discussion, then you start knowing, so I'm sitting with people like, subhanAllah. So may Allah forgive all of us. May Allah forgive all of us. What led us to that is the importance of rakatani, khayru min ad-dunya wa ma. Inshallah, we also come back to it. There are other virtues of rakat al-fajr. When we come back to them, we discuss them. We stop here today, inshallah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك امين وانتم تزكوا الله خير